Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Let's go to Mike and Metairie. Mike, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm hearing a lot of coaches' names mentioned, but one name I haven't heard yet is Win-Won Soon, who is the most successful coach in Japan.
Well, we need to hire him. It doesn't matter if he's Asian, whatever. We would take anything. We would win one soon. We would take any cat. We would. How about? I like the coach win a lot.
Win a lot.
Instead of win one soon, I like win a lot. I would hire him for sure.
Well, we'll see if we can make that happen. I mean, it's early on in the process, so maybe there's a chance that happens.
Yeah, well, listen. We don't care if you black, white, green, yellow, whatever. We who that nation. We multicultural, and all we want is a winner. We just die hard. We just want to win. Just win. It's like that's the greatest saying ever by Al Davis. Just win, baby. If you win, that conquers everything. Because are you winning or are you losing? Oh, we won ugly, but we lost pretty. I think I want to take the win ugly. You know, how did we win that game? I don't know how we won, but we won. Instead of, man, that was an entertaining game, but we lost. What? No, I don't want to be entertained. I want to win. I want to win, the bottom line.
Yeah, let me just, and my last question is, what do y'all both think of Mike McCarthy?
I like him. Okay, maybe I'm old school. I like a coach that has won a Super Bowl. And all I know is the consistency of Jerry Jones. I mean, he's the only owner that has that coaching show. I mean, to put up with Jerry Jones, that takes enough patience right there. The Bears, though, the Bears are after him.
And you know why? Because Mike's expertise is at the quarterback spot.
Right, to develop Caleb. And so, and he was in the NFC North and all that. So,
man, think about taking that job and look at three teams ahead of you.
Oh no, that's a tough division.
I think long and hard about that job.
I'd rather be in the AFC South or the NFC South. When you look at like top to bottom, like the teams you'd be facing twice a year. Now, with that being said, a lot of owners like stability, and that's why I mentioned. And that Jerry Jones, but you know the Cowgirl Nation, they spoiled. They're like, oh, so what? What are you gonna do in the postseason? It's all about winning championships. But a lot of teams just want to have a winner, and then maybe take baby steps, then you win, and then you winning maybe a potential Super Bowl. All I know is that's hard to do. Dallas, three straight years, won 12 games. Now it didn't happen this year. Just look how many coaches in the 21st century, three straight seasons, have won 12 games in a row. That's why I always say Peyton Manning is the greatest regular season quarterback ever.
I agree.
Peyton Manning won seven straight seasons. They won 12 games or more. Think about that.
Now, the postseason, that's where Brady trumped him.
Yeah.
That's where Brady got
exactly. That doesn't mean Peyton Manning's not a winner. I mean, he won a Super Bowl eventually. And Peyton Manning's way better than Eli. I mean, they're just keeping it real. Now, Eli gets a lot of credit because he's playing in New York in the Big Apple, and he beat Tom Brady. Come on.
Not once.
Twice.
Twice.
And he beat him twice. But you look at the regular. Eli came to the Superdome. The Saints kicked their ass. Remember, they beat him by 30-some points. And I'm just telling you, the consistency of Peyton Manning in the regular season, I think he's the greatest quarterback ever in the history of the NFL in the regular season. I'm just talking about what he brought to the table day in and day out.
Man, that's hard to do. Long a period of time.
I led teams, and I won 12 games twice. Well, Peyton Manning did that seven times in a row. I'm just telling you. Him and the Manning cast and all that, that's post-football. They do an outstanding job at all that. But I keep it real. I am so honest, it's scary. And that I'm telling you, Peyton Manning, to me, he's the greatest regular season quarterback ever. And Eli Manning, just by being in New York And beating Tom Brady twice to win a Super Bowl, he should be in the Hall of Fame based on that. Now, yeah. I don't know if you agree with that, but I'll tell you.
And
that,
I think he gets in this year.
Well, that's the stroke. You know, you got stroke and you don't have stroke. That's the stroke right there where Peyton and Eli has.
It'll be the first brother combination.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
To get in.
And then, who knows, the Grants and Arch all of a sudden.
That little Arch.
Oh, now we need Arch to play for Texas first and actually do something. But can you imagine? We might have a parade before he even plays. Arch Manning coming to the Saints. Oh, the promised land, the Messiah. The Messiah is coming to New Orleans. Archie Manning's grandson could be the quarterback of the Saints of the future. Now, Archie made a statement. He wants him to go to Dallas. Man, you go to the Cowgirls, we're going to boo his ass. I don't care if he's a Manning. If he's a Manning and you go play for the Dallas Cowgirls, we're booing you. Sorry.
And if you wait a few more years, Peyton's got a son that's right behind him.
A quarterback?
He is a quarterback, and man, he can throw it.
Well,
he's
listen.
He's just a teenager, but in a couple years, you're going to be hearing a lot about him.
Hey, listen, if you cheer for Texas, you might as well move to Texas. That's what I say.
Well, if you're a gambler,
I got a brother that lives in Texas.
Exactly. I was going to say, what about Billy Bob?
He's at Houston. He's been there for over 20 years. But it's all. But Abar, you just jealous. You just hating. Maybe a little bit of that.
Thank you so much for the call, Mike.